What traits of your father did you admire most or hope that you had or that you're still working on today? Some of his characteristics and traits. What did you admire the most about him?
Well, like I said, I liked all his ability to create this out of wood the way he did. I was always amazed at that and was paying attention to that all the time. So that and his sense of humor, I think, and his he taught us, well, his favorite poem was a poem by Edward Guest called It Couldn't Be Done. And in that poem, it just says that, I had it up, but you'll have to read it sometime, but it's called It Couldn't Be Done, and it overcoming is somebody said it couldn't be done with, I with a grin replied that I wouldn't be so until I tried. And it's just kind of saying that if you want to, you can do whatever your God-giving talent is.
Mm-hmm.
And he always told us that we were not better than anyone else, but that no one else was better than us.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the art world, you know, he came from a very, you know, very poor family, and he had to deal with influential people. And that intimidated him, mm-hmm. you know, because that could be intimidating. Then he was, you know, shy. So he always told us that, and no matter what race we were, that no one's better than us, but we're not better than anyone else either.
Right.
So I think that's very important. And I think that's why I want his story to be told, all that he overcome, and he still accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. Now, you know, he never reached perfection, which he said, there's only one perfect person. And so it was striving for perfection.
In his work.
In his work, yes.
Right. But I suppose a lot of artists would probably say that. They're mm-hmm. working for that perfection.
Yes.
And when we look at it, we think it is perfection.
Yeah, really? Yes. All right.
His work, do you sell any of his work at all, his sculptures?
We sell not the wood because I'm trying to increase our collection for the museum when we get it made. Now, we have bronzes that we sell. And, you know, we put his images on mugs and tiles and different things to sell. But
this Exodus bronze right here, mm-hmm. how much, do you sell that?
Yes.
How much is that?
$4,000.
$4,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. You said you wrote your check.
Oh.
You said it.
I did.
Or you could do this one for, no, not really. It's wood.
Right. The wood one. Was a bronze made of that?
Yes. Everything he made bronzes out of, he sold out the edition. He usually did 13. That was his lucky number. When he lost his fingers at 13, which he got really depressed, but that he came to realize that was his lucky number because that's when his life changed to doing wood sculpting instead of thinking he wanted to be a painter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how did it play out in the rest of his life? 13.
Well, he wanted 13 kids, but mom said, that might be your lucky number, but it's not my lucky number.
He went 13 because of the 13 number?
Yes, yes. And he would have been happy if it had been 13 boys, but that's just the way he was. But anyway.
But it sounds like you had a special bond with him.
I did. But he still was favored the boys.
Hmm.
You know, he just did, but... Yes. In fact, my sisters always called me princess because, you know.
He seemed to like you maybe more than the other.
And it's probably because I followed him around and I was interested in his work, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. How would you like him to be remembered?
As an overcomer
and
an achiever of his purpose in life, to tell the stories that he tells through his work. Mostly, I think the kids today, if they can see his story and learn his story about what all he overcame, then I think that would give them hope.
Right.
And adults, too, as far as that goes, you know. But that's what I want to get across to people.
Right. And so let's list this. He was born back in the days of depression in his mm-hmm. family, and they had a hard time.
Yep.
Making ends meet,
mm-hmm.
and I'll let you, and then, of course, that accident when they cut off two fingers?
Three fingers.
And a thumb?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so then that's when he decided, well, I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, I can't paint, but I can sculpt. Now, that doesn't make sense to me. But
right.
Because it takes more to sculpt than to paint, as far as I'm concerned.
But he had to express himself, didn't he?
Yes.
So overcame all of that to become this celebrated man that he was. I'm talking too much about it myself. I want you to be doing that.
No,
so you want him to be remembered. You've already stated that, how much he overcame.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And he has an overcoming story that I think the world needs to know.
Right.
So
has a book been written about him?
No. My sister and I have always planned on writing a book. And there has been ones kind of written about him. When David Milstein did the book on Thomas Gilchrist, there's a chapter in there about Dad. And then Gilchrist published the last book, it's down, of all the work that they have of his, and kind of told his story in that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as his life story and really what all he overcome and everything that I learned from him and that he taught us has not been. That is my hope to do that. I would like to do that.
Write that book. We need to find writers that'd be interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoyed being here and visiting with you about him. I'm really impressed with his story. You can read about it, but when you see his work and visit with you about it, we have our website is visited by students, educators, and all. And so I'm hoping they draw hope and inspiration from this story, because that's exactly what it is. So thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Appreciate
should,
it.
Should say we tried to do this before COVID hit. When COVID hit, we put it aside, and now we finally did it on February 8th, 2023. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.